We have a temperature reading of 66 degrees. It is 8:30. This is FM 95.7. KQWC Webster City in time now for our Community Corner. Each summer, the members of the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association gather to raise some money for a very worthwhile cause and family for their annual golf outing. And the golf tournament is coming up this Saturday, July the 17th at Briggswoods Golf Course. And I have with me NOFCO. Dwayne Nofke joined me this morning. Along,
good morning.
Well, good morning to Dwayne. Also joined with Denny Schnothorst, a member also with the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we were scheduled to have Rod Hickok joining us. I understand he's busy, but we got both of you great folks.
You bet.
This morning. Yeah, welcome aboard. Yes, we got this golf event coming up on Saturday, so let's find out what's it all about. Who wants to talk about that?
This year, our golf outing is
we have a fallen peace officer, a fallen firefighter, or a fallen military veteran. We try to raise money for the family when they're in need. This year's recipient is Amber Kelling and her four sons, Braden, Caleb, Jace, and Liam, ages 12 to 6. They're the surviving members of Staff Sergeant Curtis Kelling, Marine Staff Sergeant Curtis Kelling, are the recipients of the 2021 Hamilton County Peace Officers Association Golf Benefit. Staff Sergeant Kelling passed away on July 25th of 2019. Staff Sergeant Kelling served our country on 7 deployments overseas, including Afghanistan and Iraq, and is a combat war veteran. He leaves behind his wife and the four children. So we're attempting to raise some money for them on behalf of the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. But as you know, we don't do this. The good citizens and the good businesses here in town and really all over are making this go. We just put it together, and they support us incredibly.
Now, this was originally scheduled for last year, but because of the COVID situation, there was no golf at all.
No, we had to put it off. Many of our activities we had to put off because of COVID last year.
So let's give the schedule about what's taking place Saturday for this.
Okay. On Saturday the 17th, we're going to have an honor ceremony at 8:30 in the morning, and there will be a shotgun start at 9 o'clock. The ceremony, we present the family with a couple of gifts, and the children, we try to keep them included because most of them are young enough that they're not out golfing. We try to make it a fun event for the family. On hot days, local businesses provide things. Good Life RV has provided a camper for the family to sit in and have a little privacy and cool off. Just a lot of fun things like that for the family. This year, there's a bags tournament that's going to be organized for non-golfers, for family members, and anyone else who doesn't want to golf can come out and participate in the bags tournament. And it's all in an effort to just raise a little extra money for the family. And when you throw it all together, you really get quite a sum of money, and hopefully it really helps out the family.
Indeed.
Yeah, so one thing I'd like to emphasize is we are sponsored. Hamilton County Law Enforcement is sponsoring. However, anybody is welcome to come out. You can golf. You can come out for the meal in the evening. You can come to our auction. We've got tons of absolutely great items that have been donated for that auction. That brings in quite a bit of funds, too. Mm-hmm. So anybody can come out for that.
And this event has been going on for what now? You said 9 years?
I believe this is the 9th one we've had. The first one we had raised $3,500, and for the last 3 to 4, we've been at 20,000 plus. So it's gained traction, and like I said, the businesses and the local people are just helping us out immensely, and we realize and we completely understand that without the support of the businesses and the people around this county and city, that this wouldn't happen like it does. It wouldn't be as successful as it is.
Well, it's great to have all that support from all these businesses locally to help out this great cause.
Yes.
I say we're getting some nationwide support, too. We're getting support this year from Kansas City Chiefs, Minnesota Twins, Green Bay Packers, Iowa Speedway. There's a lot of outside. Our local sponsors are great, but we're also spreading out further and getting some pretty nice items in for that auction from support nationwide for this.
And you'd mention Iowa State, too.
Yes. Iowa State and Iowa.
Okay. Very good there, Dwayne. Since I know you're an avid supporter.
Yes, very much so.
Very good. How many teams are, again, taking part in this?
I believe there's they're allowing 44 foursomes. And as of right now, we still have openings for 5 foursomes. So if anybody would like to golf, we would love to have you. If you register before the tournament, it's $220 per team. And if the day of the tournament, the team, it's $260 per team. And that includes 2 carts. And if you bring your own cart there, the Briggs Woods is waiving the trail fees for us. So if you bring your own carts.
Now, both of you, is it too late to get a sponsorship package involved in this?
No, you can come in. And you can come in that night if you'd like to. All the funds are going to the family. We don't keep anything. This is for them. We raise funds on our own. We donate ourselves, our own board members, our own members donate. We have community members that donate. But this whole event is for the family. And as far as the golf goes, if you want to golf on your own or there's 2 of you out there, come on out. We'll make up a team. You don't need a foursome.
Absolutely.
Foursomes are great, but if you just want to come out and say, I'd like to go, but I don't have 3 other guys, come on out. We'll put together a team.
The reason why I was asking this to Dwayne is because I'm looking at the sponsorship packages. They range anywhere from $100 up to about $500.
Yes. Great. Yeah, it depends on the level, and it doesn't have to be a cash donation. We equate a value to whatever you donate if it's a product that we auction off. And then as you go up in sponsorship, there's kind of more perks. You get your name on a golf course. You get your name and logo on our event shirt. There'll be a vinyl banner out on the golf course with your company sponsor's name on it. So the more you sponsor, the more you're going to be visible out there.
Again, we're talking with Dwayne Nofke along with Dennis Schnodhorst from the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association about the golf outing and other activities associated with the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. And you've been in existence now, I'm looking at the sheet, for about 10 years now. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I say we try to branch out. I said this is one of our premier events, but we also do community-supported events throughout the year.
We the big 4 things that we do, we in the past, we've done about 3 or 4.
Right.
A Citizens Academy, where we try to introduce law enforcement to the citizens and let them see things from our perspective teach them a little bit about law enforcement. Obviously, they're not going to be police officers when they come out of there, but it gives people a good look at law enforcement, the profession, and the entire profession, not just the guys on the street, but the dispatchers and the jailers and the probation officers and the juvenile justice, and there's all sorts of, you know, the DOT enforcement. You know, we have DCI, and they're investigating murders, and so we have a lot of things for the people to learn, and a lot of different instructors that come into our academy.
I say with the academy, you also not only get the individual instruction from these officers, you see how the whole thing kind of goes together, how right. officers and different agencies work together to get their jobs done.
Right. Another thing we do in the spring, we participate in the law enforcement torch run. It's a big deal throughout Iowa. The Hamilton County Peace Officers is a large supporter and sponsor of the Law Enforcement Torch Run. In the fall, and then in the summer, we obviously have our golf outing. That is our largest event. And then in the fall, we've been doing a Pack the Paddy Wagon, where the people continue to help us out and buy a few extra groceries, and we pack the paddy wagon down there. Usually it's traditionally been held at Hy-Vee. And we also, on that day, we have a little fundraiser for the law enforcement or the
Special Olympics
torch run. And usually have a free will donation lunch.
And let's hope that next year we can get things back to normal right. in a way, guys, because the Special Olympics, dumb names, they had to be called off this year. Well, actually,
yes.
They had kind of
a mini
edition of it, but maybe next year when things get back to normal, they'll have
much better
these events.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those are the events that the Hamilton County Peace Officers sponsor. And like I said, the big one is coming up here this Saturday with the golf outing.
Don't we have a law enforcement person of the year award, too? Do we do that around the holiday season?
Yeah, we have a law enforcement officer of the year and a citizen of the year. And we nominate them. And whoever the board votes on that, and whoever wins is the we award them with a plaque and a dinner. Yeah,
I say if you want to learn more about HCPOA, the Hamilton County Peace Officers, we'll be also be down at the parks in August for the National Night Out.
Right, August 3rd, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
it's on August 3rd. Okay,
yeah, that's let's see, that would be what, 2-3 weeks from today.
About that, yes.
Yeah, every Tuesday's busy. We got the fair. Starting next week, we got Rag Bride 2 weeks from today.
That's right.
And then August 3rd, we have the National Night Out.
We got a lot of stuff going on in this town.
Every Tuesday, it's going to be busy from this point on. But hopefully people come down at West Twin Park on August 3rd to see what the Peace Officers Association is like. And the other law enforcement.
All the other law enforcement, fire department will be there, emergency services, the hospital will be there. And there's just be a lot of things going on down there that night.
Yep. 5 until 7, I believe, on August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And again, have we missed anything else here this morning?
I just wanted to say thank you to the local businesses and the public here in Webster City and the surrounding area. This, like I said earlier, this tournament has grown, and you know, we are the ones that get our name associated with it, but it's not us that's providing everything. The public and the businesses are doing a lot of work. for those who would like to support or help contribute this Saturday at the golf outing, we do invite the public to the meal.
Yeah.
The evening meal, and we can't give you an exact time because it depends on when the golfers are finished golfing.
Yeah.
But we anticipate that to be between 4 and 5. So the meal is around 5 o'clock, but you're more than welcome to come out and, you know, participate and meet the recipients and just be involved and see what's happening out there. Look through our auction items with the new convention center. All the auction items will be proudly displayed, and you can look through and see if there's anything you'd be interested in and bidding on. There's a raffle.
There's a raffle. I was going to say that. There's a raffle. You don't have to, hey, well, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. You can buy some raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm. So there's many ways to support the tournament. And just so you know, for the meal, the meal Saturday night is a free will donation. It's going to be a butterfly pork filet sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
There will be beans and potato salad and bread and all the drinks that you can handle. And it's a really good meal. It's prepared by some volunteers that donate their time to prepare all that.
And that'll be inside the conference center.
It'll be, yes.
It will.
Yeah, nicely air-conditioned conference center. Maybe dry, because I see that there may be some rain in the forecast on
Didn't
Saturday,
know that.
Which we don't want.
No,
well,
we don't.
Kind of yes and no in a way. But,
yeah, we could use rain.
Yeah, the forecasts are kind of putting that rain to the southern part of the state. I just saw it before I came in, so hopefully that's correct.
Yeah, but we do need rain, period, here. So again, to recap, that's the golf outing for the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association. This is to benefit Amber Kelling and her 4 sons this coming Saturday. It all begins at 8:30 with the ceremony, and then golfing begins at 9 o'clock.
Right, and there will also be a special event out at the Hamilton County Raceway for this as well.
Oh, okay.
This is military night out at the Raceway, and I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be exactly. However, Jason Haney is going to have something very special on his car.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of a teaser to come out and see, but if you see what he's going to have on his car, you will never forget it. Jason's really went above and beyond to help his family out, show them a good time, honor them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be military night out there at the Raceway, so they're helping us pretty much, too.
Wonderful. So good. Hats off to the Hamilton County State for doing that.
Absolutely.
Coming Saturday evening. So
this is good. The kind of support that, you know, we're just overwhelmed with. We just can't believe how much we get supported in this kind of a way.
Wonderful.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else for the good of the cause here this morning, guys?
No, just come on out. I say it's sponsored by Hamilton County, but we're just kind of put together organization. But we encourage anybody who wants to come out. You can come out at 8:30, even for the opening ceremony. We're going to have kind of a special thing this year. Kent Bailey, KQ employee, is actually going to be filming this with a drone and a handheld camera and producing a DVD on it. Super. And he is donating all that to us.
Cool.
Wow.
Good for Kent.
If anyone would be interested in golfing, please contact the Briggs Woods Clubhouse, 515-832-9572. 832-9572.
One more thing I might add here, too, Dwayne and Denny, is Phil Quine coming out with some of his books? I talked with him about a month or so ago that he was planning to bring some of his books out about his experiences. Is he?
I haven't heard. He golfs every year.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard if he's going to bring books out or not.
I haven't heard that. I wouldn't be surprised, and okay. I hope he does. That would be a great...
Yes.
This is talking about his career in law enforcement and also serving our country.
Yes, right. Very much so.
That's what he was telling me when we did the interview last spring on that, but he might be there, so we'll wait and find out.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, I don't have an answer for that, but...
That's all right, Danny.
I hope that he is there with that.
Sure.
That's a great idea.
Should be fun. So again, that's coming up Saturday, the Hamilton County Peace Officers Association Benefit Golf Tournament at Briggswoods Golf Course. Call 832-9572. There's still room to get your team organized. And Dwayne Nofke and Denny Schnadhorst, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you to all of the community and nationwide people that are helping put this on for that family.
Fantastic. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
That does it for our Community Corner. Join us tomorrow for Focus on Health at 8:30 right here on KQWC.